Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, Adrenaline Radio and Advice Radio. I am Carolyn Scott, a.k.a. The Healthy Voyager from HealthyVoyager.com. Hope you are having a great week and looking forward to this weekend. Who isn't? Nice hot summer weekend. And today is going to be a great show. We got some good stuff going on with a fun guest. Today's show is brought to you by Tracy Mark Lee's Electric Tiki Designs, limited edition pop culture statues and maquettes. If you're a glutton for nostalgia or know someone who is, this is the place for you. From beloved nostalgia Disney characters to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Hellboy, to Alice in Wonderland, there's a unique collectible here for everybody. Check them out and their full catalog out at electrictiki.com. That is www.electrictiki.com. It's definitely a great gift idea for any collector or fan of any of the shows and characters that they have on their site. Really neat stuff. All right, guys. So, unfortunately, August is here, and that means summer is almost over. So, it's back to school for some of us. Summer hours for some jobs are going to come to an end. All that blah stuff. So, definitely, we're trying to suck the juice out of summer and have a good time. But, you know, the good thing about the fall is you get to kind of start new, somewhat of a new year, you know, new school year, maybe a new job. Even though we get a little bit of the vacation blues back in the fall, we do get to, you know, get excited for the fall and the new stuff going on. But, you know, it's kind of tough to get back in that headspace and get where you need. And we all need a little bit of a boost to get our minds off of the laid back swimming and grilling and all that good stuff. So whether it's career or relationship or anything, we could always use some inspiration really any time of the year. So getting us to that next level and improving every aspect of our lives, it can sometimes be a little bit tough, especially now in this economy when spirits are a bit low and we might be feeling a little bit stressed or a little overwhelmed. We really do need to reevaluate and kind of make some new plans and put them in motion to get on our feet, or at least somewhat in the right direction. And there's nothing like this economy that preoccupies our minds. And it's so negative and so gets us down. The negative statistics on unemployment and the tanking investments and the housing costs and consumer confidence just keeps coming and coming. So it's really hard to get into a positive space and to find ways to move ahead. So it's leaving us a little scared to spend money or stressed or just emotionally exhausted. And this stress absolutely has an impact on everything from sleep to our moods to our physical health, our relationships, eating habits, or even just, you know, not enjoying our daily lives or the little things that we used to enjoy become a little more stressful because we're not fully aware of what's going on and taking it all in because we're worried about something else. I have some statistics here from the LA Times that economic stress has led to increased rates of depression. I know, Debbie Downer today, but we're going to fix that later. But I'm bringing this up mainly because I want to make sure, as the Healthy Voyager, that we don't let ourselves sink deeper into depression or let stress get to the best of us and that we stay healthy in these tough times, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. And as long as we try to keep positive and get someone on our side that can help us, like our special guest today, we can definitely move forward. So here are these stats. And even though they're a little on the boo-hoo side, we're going to make you feel better in a little while. So the stats are, and this is what I want you to keep in mind, that this stressful time can lead to bad things, but we can fix that. So right now, it seems that sleep, here's one of them, 33% of Americans reported that they have lost sleep due to the economic crisis. Are you one of those people? I hope not. 26% say that they are sleeping less than 6 hours per night, which is considered to be at least 1 hour less than the optimum 7 to 8 hours recommended by sleep experts. About 40% of individuals admitted that they had driven while being drowsy at least once in the past 3 days. That is a no-no. Got to get some sleep or don't get behind that wheel. Lots of people get hurt just because you didn't sleep. Among those who sleep less than 6 hours every night, there is a 66% increase in hypertension, and they are more than 5 times predisposed to develop diabetes. Not good, not good. Individuals who sleep less than 7 hours a night are 3 times more likely to be exposed to a common cold compared to those who sleep more. So yeah, sometimes your mind cannot be shut off for the life of you and you cannot get to sleep. But try something that can help you, something natural. Take a walk, have some chamomile tea. Try to do something that you enjoy before you go to bed to turn your mind off. It can be absolutely crucial, just like these stats are saying. If you don't get the right amount of sleep, it can cause all kinds of health problems and social problems at work, whatever. Now, mental health, stress, and heart. The stats are anxiety and depression and chronic life stress that are triggered by problems at work and the economic crisis all raise the risk of cardiovascular disease. 80% of Americans reported last year that the economy is a significant source of stress. 49% said that the situation makes them feel nervous or anxious. 48% reported that they felt very sad and have developed depression. Calls to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Network increased by more than 20% from January 2008 to January 2009. Part of the rise can be associated with people becoming more aware of the hotline, but the economy has definitely been a factor. 1 out of 3 people going through foreclosure are clinically depressed. And trust me, that's going on all over the place right now. Don't feel like you're alone. Definitely seek help. Talk to a friend. You're not the only one. Everyone's going through a tough time right now. So you're allowed to feel a little sad, but don't let it get the best of you. Nearly twice the risk of heart attack or death was found in coronary artery disease patients with the highest levels of depression or anxiety. Among those individuals, a 10% higher risk of heart attack or death was found in those whose anxiety rose over time. Anger and hostility trigger behavioral changes such as smoking, binge eating, and lack of physical activity that in turn are associated with an increased risk of heart attack problems. A 19% rise in risk was found among those who considered themselves as healthy, and 23% increase was found in those who are already had heart disease. So yes, again, it is tough when you are feeling a little low or a little sad. You kind of want to self-medicate with a TV show or a drink or not doing something active or having that slice of cake or the second slice of cake. So just be a little cognizant that everything that you do definitely has repercussions. So if you are feeling a little down, take a walk. Don't sit and watch that TV show. Not to say that it's not good to unplug, but do something active. It absolutely helps you clear your mind. Eating something healthy will make you feel a lot better than that piece of cake because of the sugar aspect. You will have a sugar crash. It might feel good in that moment to indulge and have that piece of cake and feel sorry for yourself, but do not do it. Have an apple instead and then work out. Now, relationships. 70% of Americans said that debt has contributed to distress in their home lives. The chances of violent behavior are nearly 6 times higher for individuals who are left without a job. Women are more likely to get distressed when husbands lose jobs than men do when their wives lose their jobs. The workplace stress can lead to domestic violence. That is a shame. 40% of Americans confessed that they had lied to their spouses about spending money on something in a survey of 1,001 people. Money is the number one source of disagreement in the early years of marriage. The financial strain of job loss reduces overall satisfaction in a relationship. So, lesson here. Yes, times are tough. And we know that things will only get worse if we do not take hold of our health, our sleep, our relationships, and know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And we can get through this as individuals, as a country, as families, as couples, what have you. Definitely keep your head above water as much as you can. Know that you're not alone and do as much as you can to not sink into that pit. So definitely some things to think about when you're trying to get through the tough times. And because of all this, you may be considering and reevaluating many aspects of your life. So maybe you have lost your job or you're starting something new in the fall. There are a lot of ways that you can kind of recreate out of, you know, the veritable ashes, so to speak. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with some dread or procrastination or lack of motivation, you're not the only one. Everyone's experiencing some trouble or knows someone who is in their lives because of this current state of affairs. So if we're going to reset and replan, we need to work with what we have to move forward. And most importantly, we can't allow the situation to affect our health. So like I said, and I'm the big advocate of, is to not eat poorly. And it's tough in the economic times to eat healthier, because it does look like going to Whole Foods is a little more expensive than going to Vons or Ralph's or whatever your regular food chain is to get the cheaper foods. But again, it's an investment in your health. Although you don't have to go to the higher end stores to get healthy foods, you can get organic groceries and organic produce basically anywhere these days, and do your best to eat balanced meals and eat the three meals a day instead of, oh, it's 4 o'clock and I haven't had time to eat. And you gotta definitely be a little more disciplined and keep your regular schedule as much as possible. That will help you get through the tough times. So if it's 20-minute walk 3 times a week to get your blood pumping, or making sure that you have that meal in the morning, even though you feel that you don't have the time, make the time. Keeping your body and your mind sharp with a healthy diet and exercise will hands down help you get through the tough times. Or at least one of these things will definitely help you. Health woes can really trump any situation. So let's keep the doctor and his bills at bay. Well, lucky for us, today's guest is great at helping people achieve personal success with all sorts of things, from careers to relationships and everything in between. Getting a boost as well as tools that work are essential in getting ahead, especially in trying times. We could all use a little help. Amy Applebaum is the prominent life coach behind the Butt Kicking Boot Camp for Your Mind, a company designed to create life-changing breakthroughs in her clients. Amy's groundbreaking 6-step process has helped thousands of female entrepreneurs break through barriers inhibiting their successes and happiness, allowing them to accomplish goals they have never imagined possible. Amy's coaching success has led to high-profile appearances on ABC News, CNN, TLC, Martha Stewart, and Lisa Gibbons. Amy also serves as an ongoing expert to publications including the New York Times, the International Herald Tribune, Cosmopolitan, Figure Magazine, and Women's World. Amy's credentials include a BA in speech and organizational communications, certifications as a life coach, hypnotherapist, timeline therapist, and she is a trainer of neuro-linguistic programming. Amy's first book, The Secret to Solving All of Your Problems in 6 Simple Steps, is now available at bootcampforyourmind.com. Additionally, Bootcamp for Your Mind is in progress as a television series. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, and as soon as we come back, we will be back with Miss Amy Applebaum.
Secondhand.
The facts are in. Secondhand smoke causes lung cancer in non-smokers. Remember, it's your life.
Ours too.
Secondhand smoke.
That's secondhand smoke.
It'll make you choke. Well, that's secondhand smoke.
Help others breathe a little easier. This message from Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights.
You drink it? Cook with it? It's there every time you turn on the faucet. But what do you really know about your tap water? Do you know where it comes from or what's in it? You should, and now you can. Your water supplier will soon be sending you a short new report about your water. Look for it in the mail, and when it comes, read it. Don't let this chance to learn about your drinking water go down the drain. Learn more by calling your water supplier or 1-877-EPA-WATER.
Have you ever seen a pet wandering in the streets and found yourself unsure if you should pick it up? How would you help reunite it with its owner? Have you thought about adopting a pet but were unsure of where to go? Hi, I'm Shelley Fabre, here to tell you that now there's an easy answer to these questions as well as a lot more. It's called Pets 911. It's a free public service that enables anyone to access all the information that will help us take better care of our pets. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org, you can learn how to locate a lost pet or list one that you found. It tells you where the closest adoption facility is, spaying and neutering services, emergency pet care, general health information, and much more. So please call 1-888-PETS-911 or visit the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org and do your part to help ensure a better future for our pets.
Does your baby weigh over 500 pounds? According to the Environmental Protection Agency, a person must weigh over 500 pounds to safely process the amount of mercury still present in certain vaccines, including flu shots. And yet, these shots are recommended for pregnant women and infants.
The federal government knowingly allows mercury to be injected into children and pregnant women, but encourages it?
Yes, and that's despite numerous scientists from our best universities who have shown mercury in vaccines kills brain and immune cells and is linked to the autism epidemic. One in every six children now suffers from a learning disability.
They're trying to tell us something, but we don't seem to get it.
In 1999, the federal government and physician groups vowed to remove mercury from children's vaccines, but they have refused to honor promises made.
Mercury-free vaccines are available, but I know you have to ask for them. Demand only mercury-free vaccines, especially if you're pregnant or have a small child.
This ad brought to you by MomsAgainstMercury.org. KnowMercury.org. Friends and parents of children injured by mercury. Korean vaccines.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio here on AM 1680 KDSV, Adrenaline Radio and Advice Radio. Alrighty, well, after years of providing individual coaching, one-on-one coaching, and consulting services to the world's most successful entrepreneurs, Amy Applebaum is now making it available to you. Her programs, resources, network, and services to help you, to help assist and guide you into becoming a successful female entrepreneur. The economy has changed. All these women are starting to get starting businesses for the first time. They have an expertise that they want to get out to the world and no formal training to do it. They need help, resources, and coaching, and she will provide that for them. To chat about this, as well as Release Your Inner Millionaires, Amy's newest bootcamp for your mind, awesome course, here is Miss Amy Applebaum. Yay!
Hi!
Hello!
Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, thank you for coming on to the show today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very cool.
You have a lot of healthy women in your network.
And I do.
I think health is kind of important.
Healthy people in general.
Yes.
Yes. Not just the ladies, but...
Oh, good. Men and women.
That's right. It is unisex, my friend. Unisex. So tell me a little bit about Bootcamp for Your Mind.
Well, initially... Okay. Initially, when it started out, I was helping individuals. So I started it about 7 years ago, and the whole point was to help help men and women break through whatever obstacles were keeping them from achieving the things that they wanted in their lives, whether it be health, maybe they wanted to lose weight, or it was mental health, it would be relationships, and career. And what's happened is, what I really wanted to do was hone in on my expertise. Basically, what I found in the world was that people weren't solving their problems. You know, they were going to therapy, which was originally what I was studying to be, was a therapist. Mm-hmm. They were going to therapy and they were talking about their problems, and they would analyze their problems and talk to their friends about their problems. And there was just like this constant conversation about the problem that they're suffering from in their lives, and they weren't actually solving them. And I found this to be frustrating, and I found it to be a frustrating phenomenon in therapy. Not that there's not a place for therapy. I'm not a therapy basher. But for me personally, I was really more interested in how are we going to integrate those solutions into your life every day.
Mm-hmm.
So when Tony Robbins came around, he was in the big neuro-linguistic programming movement and mm-hmm. coaching. And, you know, I found it to be fascinating that you could help people change quickly. But with coaching, you were helping people set goals. And you are helping people think about what it is that they wanted to achieve and hold them accountable, but they still weren't necessarily breaking through the obstacles or the problems that were preventing them from achieving the goals to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, when I launched Bootcamp for Your Mind, I wanted to marry the two together. I wanted to create a process that would not only help people identify what the real problems, the real underlying problems were, what they wanted instead of that, but actually give them the tools and take them through the process to achieving whatever it is they wanted to achieve. So that's what I've been doing, yeah, for 7 years. And now I'm scaling to the masses. So that's a whole new adventure.
Uh-huh. So what influenced you to start? So Tony Robbins, did you see him? Did you meet him? Were you studying under him? Like,
you know, I have never met him. It would be nice to meet him. I hear he's like 6'5".
And he's a vegetarian.
I know a lot of people who've worked with him, mm-hmm. but that's not what got me started. What got me started was, well, okay, I'll divulge. I was working at an Italian restaurant, waiting tables, and not using the resources and my education in communications and therapy on people. I just didn't know at the time how I was going to put this together into a business that made sense for me, where I could help the most people. Mm-hmm. So there's a woman, and she is flagging me down. You know, I'm in my little apron, and I'm not going to name the restaurant. She says, I'm in a hurry. I want the oatmeal. Hurry it up. She was super snappy. And I don't do so well with super snappy, but I was very polite. But I said to her, wow, it sounds like you're in a really big hurry. So I think that it would be best if you didn't order the oatmeal, because we make it from scratch. You know, oatmeal takes like 20, 30 minutes to make.
And it's an Italian restaurant.
Right. Who wants oatmeal? But she said, no, that's okay. I'll wait the 20 minutes. I want the oatmeal. I said, okay. So I ordered the oatmeal. I like not 9 minutes later, she's like snapping her fingers at me. Excuse me. And she's yelling across the room, where's my oatmeal? And I'm thinking, what do you mean, where's your oatmeal? You ordered it 9 minutes ago. And I said, it's going to take 20. So she calls me over. Complaining about the oatmeal. And I said, it's not ready. As I said before, we make it from, she says, I want my oatmeal and I want it now. Like that demanding. And I'm thinking, okay, you want your oatmeal? I'm going to go get you your oatmeal. So I walk up to the, I look back now, I'm such a, you know what? So I walk up and I say, you know, lady on table 65, she wants her oatmeal. They said, it's raw. I said, that's how she wants it. So they gave it to me and I presented it to her, and I got fired that day. So this is where my journey started, you know? So I remember, and for those people who are listening that live in Los Angeles, I'm cruising over Coldwater Canyon and I'm thinking to myself, could I be any more of a loser? Like, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm waiting tables, and I just got fired from waiting tables. Who gets fired from that? So I'm crying, driving over the hill into the valley where I lived. I lived in Studio City. And I think it was about 4 weeks that I sat. I may as well have just dug out a hole. I was like a pathetic loser lump sitting in a hole thinking to myself, my life is over. I'm so pathetic. I don't know what I want to do with my life. And it was really bad for like a month. A lot of crying, a lot of temper tantrums. And then one day, it just hit me like a piano falling on my head. I mean, it was that drastic. All of a sudden, I started thinking to myself, what am I doing? Why am I feeling sorry for myself? I hated this place. Mm-hmm. I hated being there. People were getting stressed out for crying out loud over food. There's so many bigger issues in the world. Mm-hmm. And they're freaking out about when their oatmeal's done. It was sucking the life out of me. And I had so much more to offer and so many gifts to give. And I just, this was like freedom. It hit me that I had an opportunity to be free and create that thing that I wanted to create. In that moment, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. That's what I've wanted to do all this time. And I've just been sitting here wasting time for the last 4 years. So that's what I did. I sat there. I mean, I'll never forget this day. I whipped out a piece of paper. And I mean, it was just like I'm flying with the ideas. I put on the Donna Summer tunes. I'm rocking out to my mix CD. I think it was a mixtape then.
Circa 1981. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I'm listening to my tunes and writing down all these ideas. And that's what I did. I started a business. And within 6 months, I was up, running, and making money. Now, the thing about this that's so extraordinary is that I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't understand marketing. I didn't understand branding, sales, PR, making money. I didn't understand any of it. And I learned every step of the way. I asked questions. I failed right and left. But I put a business together that generated income, and it was the gift of this whole thing was that in a moment I could go from feeling like a pathetic lump for a month to shifting my perspective on how I saw what was happening to now I'm actually not pathetic. I'm like free to be who I always have wanted to be the female and woman that I deserve to be. And that one quick mental shift could change my entire life. So that's where Boot Camp for Your Mind was born.
Awesome. Out of Italian restaurant oatmeal.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Awesome. If that bee wasn't there.
Right.
Where would you be right
today.
Now?
Today. That's it. I'm telling you, I thank God for that whole opportunity every day. Because
awesome.
Now I have an opportunity to share and teach women how to do the exact same thing and how to shift their thinking in such a way that they can be and do all the things that they want to do.
Awesome. So I know you've mentioned before the kinds of situations or the kinds of people you have helped, can help with your coaching. Can you elaborate a little bit about the types of things people and things that you've done with your coaching?
Yeah, sure. Originally, okay, so for the last 7 years, I've been helping people individually, and it's all been word of mouth. So I would help people in all of the three main areas: health, again, physical or mental, relationships, and career. When I'm taking them through my six-step process and I'm getting them on the court to start achieving what it is that they want, it doesn't matter what their problem is. It matters the way that they relate to their problem and that I can get them in action towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm scaling to the masses, it's different. I'm much more focused right now on what's going on in the world. So rather than people finding me, they're finding out about my programs through I didn't explain that exactly right. What I'm trying to say is as I'm scaling to the masses, I'm target marketing more. My interest right now is to focus on females mostly. Both men and women come to me all the time and take my programs, which is really interesting because the more you niche market, the more everybody else ends up getting attracted to what you're doing. So that part has been fantastic. But I'm focusing on female entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And let me explain what I mean by solopreneur. A solopreneur is somebody who has an expertise. It doesn't matter if you're in PR, if you're in marketing, if you're an author, maybe you have a business that you're trying to launch. You could be an actress or a singer. You've got an expertise and you want to get it out to the world. You want to turn it into a business of sorts, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can't do those and people don't get to hear about you if you don't have the business skills to do it.
Right.
So that's what a solopreneur is. So what I'm doing is helping solopreneurs and small business owners create the business that they want to from their solopreneurship, from their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I target females right now is because there is such a surge in female entrepreneurs. They want to help with everything that's going on in the economy right now.
Mm-hmm.
They want to help their families by making more money. And they're also not having babies until later on in life. So they're very career bound. But they don't have the skills. They didn't go to a school that taught them, you know, entrepreneurship 101 or even or even advanced.
Right.
So you have all these entrepreneurs out there with all of these, you know, all of this fantastic expertise to get out to the world, and they don't know how to do it. So I'm providing the programs, the resources, and the information for them so that they can do that.
Very cool. Well, I think what we're going to do is take a quick break, and we will come back with Amy to talk a little bit more about her Boot Camp for Your Mind and another great
Release Your Inner Heiress.
Millionaires.
Yeah.
Right? We'll be back in just a second.
We'll be right back. you saved a life today?
I took two flood victims to a shelter.
I donated a day's pay to help a family that lost everything in a fire.
Have you saved a life today?
I teach a class in infant CPR.
I donated a pint of blood.
Have you saved a life today?
No, but today somebody saved mine.
The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to offer your support.
Steve, save tonight, sweet baby, play safe today. Nothing to harm you, baby, danger's far away.
Hi, this is Tom Paxton. You know, fluffy pillows and soft comforters may look harmless, but to a baby, soft bedding can be dangerous. Whether you put your baby to sleep in a playpen or crib, leave out the soft bedding like comforters, pillows, extra padding, and pillow-like toys. These could put your baby at risk for suffocation or SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Always put your baby to sleep on his or her back. And remember, the only soft touch your baby needs is you.
Sleep safe, play safe. Someday when you're grown, you'll have sleep safe, play safe, babies of your own.
This has been a public service announcement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Hi, this is Richard Karn with a message about how you can help protect the environment. Recycle your old rechargeable batteries. It's easy. The next time you need a new rechargeable battery for your cell phone, laptop computer, or cordless power tool, make sure you recycle the old one. To learn more about recycling rechargeable batteries, call me at 1-800-8-BATTERY. Or visit us on the web at rbrc.org.
A public service message of this station and RBRC.
Healthcare Now, I'm Ann Parks. Does changing your eating habits help lower your cholesterol? Not necessarily. Miss Bonna Cole, Executive Director of Mended Hearts, a nonprofit group affiliated with the American Heart Association, says results of a recent Harris Interactive survey show just how little people knew about cholesterol.
77% of the respondents chose diet as the primary source of cholesterol. The primary source of cholesterol is our own bodies, and that is based on our family history. It's important to know all factors that impact our cholesterol health.
Dr. David Cohen, Director of Hepatology at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Harvard Medical School, says cholesterol is a killer.
High cholesterol today is a major threat to the American population. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in America, and high cholesterol is a well-established risk factor for cardiovascular disease.
To learn more about cholesterol, you can go to the American Heart Association's website at www.americanheart.org. I'm Ann Parks.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back on Healthy Voyager Radio, and we are here with Miss Amy Applebaum, who's been telling us about how oatmeal changed her life and how great it's all the great things that she's doing with Bootcamp for Your Mind, and we're going to start her off with that. What is coming up in the future? Any classes, any books, anything that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, we have a couple of things. I'm really excited about one course in particular, and I'll tell you about that. And then I have something that maybe your community will like that's
awesome.
It's, yeah, okay. Mm. I'm launching a program called Release Your Inner Millionaires, and I'll tell you why I am incredibly excited about this. There are, basically, we have all these women who have this expertise, and they don't know how to get it into the world. So what I've done is, I don't know if you know this, I don't even know that we've talked about it, but I help people all over the country, mm-hmm. and what people have been asking me for is affordable coaching, mm-hmm. because up until recently, all I've been offering is individual coaching, which unfortunately isn't all that affordable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it would be affordable for some, but not for a lot of people. So I get all of this, you know, I need help, and I need it to be affordable, especially with what's going on in the recession. So I've been kind of like spinning my wheels trying to figure out something. Mm-hmm. So when I created this Release Your Inner Millionaires program, basically this is what I did. I pulled together, I went to my mentors, six of the most incredible speakers in the country, and we can talk about some of them in a minute. And I said, can you come and talk to them about branding, marketing, sales, you know, promotions, mm-hmm. money, and mindset. Like, come and give these people your tips, your strategies, all of those things that you know are going to help take them to the next level. Yeah, absolutely. So they all agreed.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. So I've basically pulled together these incredible speakers to come and talk to women about those things. And they're going to share all of those things. And in fact, one of them, his name is Max Simon. He's a marketing genius. Mm-hmm. Gave me one tip last week that resulted in $20,000 the next day. So I'm like, oh my God, come and share all of this information. And the thing that's been great about it is because they're my mentors, I know they're good. I mean, let me just tell you some of the people that are going to be on. One guy, Rick Frischman, do you know who he is?
Not familiar.
He is a PR god, if you will. He's helped everybody from, he has worked with people from Henry Kissinger and John Gershom to Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. This guy's worked with everybody. And he's going to come on and really talk about how to get your brand out to the masses, mm-hmm. and how to have people like be so attracted to it. So he's really going to be working on the PR aspect. We also have Sasha Strauss, who's with Innovation Protocol, and he is the branding genius that the Fortune 500 companies like eBay and Microsoft go to. Mm-hmm. And he's going to teach people how to create a personal brand, like really the architecture, everything about it. And then I also got Libby Gill, and Libby Gill's incredible because I don't know if you know this, but Libby Gill launched Dr. Phil.
Awesome.
So, like, you want to hear what these people have to say.
Absolutely.
So I've rounded these people up to do the 6-week teleseries, and it'll be launching, in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from this Wednesday, and it's the 19th.
From this coming Wednesday?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So August 19th is when Release Your Inner Millionaires launches. But for those people who don't know me, what I really wanted to do was offer something for free that would give them a piece of what it is that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is I'm offering a telecourse, and what the women are going to learn on this, and of course, yes, men, you're absolutely welcome to participate, but what you're going to learn are the secrets that highly successful business men and women have used to build multi-million dollar businesses. So it's going to be an info-packed 60 minutes, tons of information. You're going to learn about how really successful people use, how they power through the obstacles that they're going through. You're going to learn the one thing that you absolutely have to do if you're serious about solving the problems that have been holding you back. And when you learn this, and when you learn these tips and strategies, your business starts to skyrocket. So we're also going to talk about how to stay focused, even if you've never succeeded in business or achieved even the smallest goals. So even for those people who are just starting out or thinking about starting a business, mm-hmm. it's going to be great. We're also going to talk about strategies for reorganizing and supercharging your day, giving you more time to enjoy life and less time feeling overwhelmed and stressed out, which seems to be a lot of what people are suffering from today.
Right.
So, when we break it down, the only difference between the people who are successful and living their dreams and the people who aren't is that successful people invest in their lives and in their businesses, and they focus on the things that they want. So if they want more money, they have to focus on that. They have to focus on the business models that will bring them that. So you owe it to yourself to be on this call. It's free. It doesn't cost anybody anything. I would love to offer it to your community. Just have them say that, they participated or heard about this.
On Healthy Voyager Radio.
Yes. And
so explain to our listeners, some of us might not know what a telecourse is. So is it they call in and they sit and listen?
Yeah, that's
a
great.
And is it a certain time? Is it for locals only?
Yeah, it's a really great question. A telecourse is an over-the-phone seminar, if you will. Mm-hmm. And what's awesome about it is it doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, if you're in a different country, you can listen to it later. So that's another thing. If they are listening from another country, they can listen to it. But the telecourse, everybody's going to call into a bridge line, mm-hmm. and you're going to listen to a seminar over the phone. Mm-hmm. If you can't make the call, you can still register for the call, and you can download it later.
Excellent. So, like a podcast?
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's an hour long?
It's an hour long, and it'll be chock full of a lot of information. So bring your pen, bring your paper. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be information packed.
So don't be cooking dinner for your kids or driving somewhere
while
you're listening.
Yes.
If you can't listen to it, then listen to it later when you're in a peaceful place so you can pay attention.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So this is an extension of Bootcamp for Your Mind. What else do you offer normally? So this is a new branch or a new event that you've put together. What have you done in the past with Bootcamp for Your Mind as far as the coaching?
There's two ways that people can work with me, individually or in a group environment. And when you work with me in a group environment, there are I offer all sorts of different things, from boot camps to and some of these boot camps are live and in person. Some of them are weekend boot camps. Some of them might be a 6-week teleseries, like the Release Your Inner Millionaires. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a boot camp, mm-hmm. but it's going to be all over the phone. So that's how I work with groups. When I work with individuals, basically, we usually meet either one-on-one or over the phone. We spend a lot of time, 2 to 6 hours, really getting to know one another.
In one sitting?
In one sitting.
Wow.
Well, you think if you're going to be coaching somebody on how they're going to change their life, you have to understand who they are, how they think, what they want, what's preventing them from getting there, what steps do they need to take in order to get there. So I'm doing a lot of information gathering in that initial session. Mm-hmm. Then that turns into contact on a weekly basis, whereby you're working on your business or whatever it is that you're, you know, trying to achieve in your life, and I'm giving you assignments and holding you accountable and helping you break through the obstacles that are preventing you from getting there.
And that's everything from career to weight loss, like you mentioned,
only
to relationship.
Individually, or? Yes. Mm-hmm. When I do my group boot camps right now, my group boot camps are focused on entrepreneurs and solopreneurs.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
I'm very excited for this Inner Millionaires coming up on August 19th. Alrighty. Well, when we come back from this little break, we are going to give you the detailed information on that free call, so you get a taste of what Miss Amy is going to be offering with the telecourse. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Road Rage Crisis Line.
I feel so depressed.
Oh, it's not as dark as it may seem.
But I'm always being pushed down.
You know, recognizing the problem is the first step.
Oh, I recognize the problem. He's always late.
I see.
And I never move fast enough for him. But what can I do? I'm just a gas pedal.
So, he exceeds the speed limit?
Exceeds the speed limit? He runs red lights, he races around other drivers, and then he yells if he thinks they're going too slow.
Well, maybe it's time to start putting your foot down.
Well, maybe it's time he stopped putting his foot down.
An overworked gas pedal might sound crazy, but putting your life at risk by whipping through traffic and running lights is just plain insane. Think about it, and ease up on aggressive driving.
If he keeps pushing me at this pace, I'm bound to run out of gas.
Well, maybe that's not such a bad idea.
Keep your cool, and put the brakes on road rage.
This message was brought to you by your friends at AdrenalineRadio.com. Log on, then call. AdrenalineRadio.com.
Your financial fitness. I'm Deborah Wetzel. It's no secret that money matters can put a stress on a relationship, but there are steps you can take to relieve tensions related to the daily grind of managing finances. The amount of money in your bank account is not always as important as your financial management skills, says Candace Barr from the Women's Institute for Financial Education.
Every couple should take the time to get to know one another's financial personalities and be prepared to make changes based on your new financial goals. Discuss everything from budget setting to payment cards, which increasingly play a bigger role in how people manage and track their personal finances. And the great news is you don't have to go it alone. You can find a wealth of information and free downloadable budgeting tools on practicalmoneyskills.com, a website developed by Visa.
Barr also reminds us that there's no one right way to manage your finances. It's just important to know your options and keep an open dialogue with your partner. I'm Deborah Wetzel.
Homework, soccer, part-time jobs, the internet. Are you and your busy kids forgetting something? Don't forget music. Hi, this is Faith Hill. Music study is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. Time spent in practicing and studying music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities kids need to be successful in their schoolwork and in society. Let your kids know that music is a whole lot more than what they hear on the radio. And the more they learn about it, the more they'll enjoy listening to their favorite tunes. Then maybe they can explain to you why they think it's so cool. Hey, turn off the TV and play music with your kids.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
Hello, hello, everybody. We are back with Amy Applebaum, and she is going to tell us the date and some information on that free class that's going to give you the taste of the boot camp that starts on the 19th.
Okay, so if you want to participate in the free teleclass, you can contact me at bootcampforyourmind.com. Carolyn, you're going to have a link on your website, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
I am.
And because we want them to check in and let you know that, let me know that they
found it through Healthy Voyager, Healthy Voyager Radio.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Otherwise, they can go to bootcampforyourmind.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can contact me direct at Amy, A-M-Y, at bootcampforyourmind.com, and I'll get them set up.
Perfect. Yeah, just let Miss Amy know that you found out about the teleclass on Healthy Voyager Radio or HealthyVoyager.com, and she'll get you set up. So that class, the free one, will be on Wednesday?
It starts on Wednesday, August 12th, 6 okay. p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
And bring your pens and paper because we are going to bust out a lot of information.
Very cool. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Amy. It was fun to hear how you got started. I do remember hearing what's his name? Robbins. Tony Robbins. I was like, John Robbins? Tony Robbins kind of have a similar story, not so much with the Italian oatmeal, but you know, he was kind of slumming it and not feeling so hot. And it's funny that sometimes you do have to hit somewhat of a rock bottom or get into that place to crawl out and say, hey, let me stop talking and start doing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. It's that push. You know, sometimes we have to feel enough pain before we'll go, okay, that's it. I'm doing it. I'm going to stop. Like, and that's what we need right now. And especially with women who've never done this before, they need like somebody who stands by them and believes in them. They need to know that they deserve success and they need to be empowered to take steps that they don't know how to take yet, or to get resources and information that they might be uncomfortable with. It is stepping out of your comfort zone.
Right.
And they need to know that they have the resources, the information, and the support in order to do that.
That's right. No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
That's right.
Woo!
All righty. So definitely check out Bootcamp for Your Mind. Great site. Lots of good information on that. She's got her book on there, too, which
yes,
is
I do.
Awesome. And that is general stop talking, start doing type inspirational
yeah,
book.
What I do is take people through the six steps that they actually need to know in order to move past any obstacle that's in their life. So it's
very cool.
It's the secrets to moving past problems in six simple steps.
Very
and you can
cool.
find that at bootcampforyourmind.com.
Awesome. As for Healthy Voyager, there's a lot of good stuff going on with that. You can head to healthyvoyager.com on the interweb. You can follow me on Twitter. You can also find Amy on Twitter. She's at Amy Applebaum. And I'm at Healthy Voyager. We're buddies on Twitter.
Buddies.
And, yeah, so you can hit either of us up and talk to us and ask us questions and insult us if you want, but we don't really like that. Yeah, so my Savannah episode is up. We're trying to get a new episode up every month. We have a backlog of about 25 webisodes that span the globe that our goal is to edit and do voiceover and do everything and have at least one up a month. So there's a new city or a new event or a new something. So the Savannah one was just put up last month. So check that one out. It's a fun one on YouTube or on Healthy Voyager. Lots of places to find my nuttiness. So videos and on iTunes, you can start to download the podcast. So last week's, this week's, and you can subscribe so that every week you don't have to go and download each individual one. You can get it right to your your iTunes. So just look for Healthy Voyager on iTunes and I will pop up. So that is that for the Healthy Voyager. And I wanted to, again, like I'm going to try to do every show, is play a new song by a up-and-coming artist. This week, I will be playing a song from a band called The Meek. They are a Los Angeles band. They are all veggie comprised. So some are vegan, some are vegetarian. They play electronic rock here in L.A. If you like what you hear, you can catch them at the Silver Lake Lounge on August 31st. I would like to thank Miss Amy Applebaum, yay, for stopping by today. And be sure to check out bootcampforyourmind.com for more information on her, her boot camps, her upcoming Inner Millionaires release session action. And definitely tune in to AM 1680 here in LA, as well as adrenalineradio.com or adviceradio.com next Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, where I will be chatting it up with Miss Donna Zeifinger from vegantravel.com. It's also greenearthtravel.com. She'll be chatting with us about all her great adventures that she's had and all the really neat stuff that she can book for you, organized trips for couples, for groups, for charities, for all kinds of really neat stuff. Whether you're vegan or vegetarian or an eco-friendly person, there's some really neat stuff that she offers with her travel agency, online travel agency. And she's going to be telling us about a really great one coming up in October. So make sure you stay tuned. All righty. Check out this great song called You by The Meek. And I will talk to you again next week. Have a wonderful weekend and a great week.
When I was president, the world succeeded in one of the most remarkable public health efforts ever achieved, wiping out the dreaded smallpox disease. Today, we face a new global epidemic that is positioned to become even more widespread than smallpox. That disease is diabetes. Just as we came together to defeat smallpox, we must come together to confront the global epidemic of diabetes. Diabetes affects more than 21 million children and adults in the United States alone. And if nothing is done to stem the tide, 1 in 3 Americans born in the year 2000 will develop diabetes in their lifetime. The health of our nation is at stake. I have decided to do my part to fight diabetes, and I encourage you to get involved today.
Have you ever seen a pet wandering in the streets and found yourself unsure if you should pick it up? How would you help reunite it with its owner? Have you thought about adopting a pet but were unsure of where to go? Hi, I'm Shelley Faberet, here to tell you that now there's an easy answer to these questions as well as a lot more. It's called Pets 911. It's a free public service that enables anyone to access all the information that will help us take better care of our pets. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org, you can learn how to locate a lost pet or list one that you found. It tells you where the closest adoption facility is, spaying and neutering services, emergency pet care, general health information, and much more. So please call 1-888-PETS-911 or visit the website at 1-888-PETS-911.org and do your part to help ensure a better future for our pets.
Joe with the Tax Facts Street Team, and this is...
Kay.
Kay, you look like a smart woman.
Thanks.
You probably know all the ways to protect your personal information. You shred your bills, all that.
I do.
Well, if the IRS sent you an email saying you had a refund coming, would you respond?
I would if the IRS sent it.
Well, that's the thing. The IRS would never email you out of the blue about a refund, and it never asks for personal information by email. Even if the email or website looks official, it's not. It's someone trying to scam you.
For more, go to IRS.gov.
Road Rage Crisis Line.
I can't take it anymore.
What's the problem?
It's like whenever there's a problem, she expects me to fix it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just a horn. There's only so much I can do.
Tell me what happened.
Well, this car wouldn't get out of our way, mm-hmm. So she started honking me and honking
me. It's not your fault.
Well, tell that to the bumper.
The bumper?
Yeah, instead of getting out of the way, that car slowed down.
And the bumper paid the price?
Yeah, he's still all bent out of shape.
Okay, so a horse horn might seem less than serious, but when you're using it to vent your aggressions on other drivers, the consequences could be. Think about it and silence your anger.
I should have listened to my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah, she wanted me to be a doorbell.
Now, don't be a ding-dong.
Keep your cool and put the brakes on road rage.
This message was brought to you by your friends at AdrenalineRadio.com. Log on, then call. AdrenalineRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Donaldson. You may know me as a news reporter, but I'm also a melanoma survivor. The incidence of melanoma, the most serious type of skin cancer, has more than doubled in the past 20 years. If caught and treated early, melanoma can be curable, so you and your doctor should examine your skin regularly. Often, the first sign of melanoma is a change in size, shape, color, or feel of a new or existing mole. Melanoma is related to how much time you spend in the sun, especially in hot climates and at high altitude. Don't forget sun from sun lamps and tanning booths counts too. To reduce your risk, avoid midday sun. Sunscreen is not a substitute for avoiding sun exposure. If you're outside, protect your skin by wearing a hat, protective clothing, and use sunscreen that blocks both UVA and UVB sun rays. And teach your family members, especially children, to avoid sunburns. For more information on melanoma, call the National Cancer Institute's Cancer Information Service at 1-800-4-CANCER. Or visit NCI's website at cancer.gov.